And then someone went,
testing, 1, 2.
I can really taste the bacteria.
What's up, John? What's up, John Burton?
1, 2, 3, 4. Why you can't have a best?
Okay, wait. Let me rewind. John, you're right.
Right. I'm just going to play us in a little bit.
When are you going to tell me we're starting?
We started.
Okay. Awesome.
Hey, it's John. Doing a solo show for a few minutes here because I had an experience that I have to get off my chest. And I don't think I've ever done this before, but I did it yesterday, and I never want to do it again. Oh, my God. So the package is going for her driving test, and she's super excited, of course. She's going to be 17 in November, and she is wound up, wants a car, ready to go. I get it. So I schedule her test, and on the way over, she drives on the way over, and I'm hyper analytical of every little move because I wanted to pass so bad that I was being a jerk, but not really, being dad jerk. So we get there, and you got to pull up, and it's outside. You pull up at a park, and you just kind of wait. And then this lady comes up, and she says, "Can I see your license?" And I'm like, "She doesn't have a license. She's taking the test." And she goes, "No, your license." And I'm like, "What?" And I had forgotten my license that day. The only day that I would forget my license, of course, would be the one day that I need it. And I'm like, "I don't have it." And the lady's like, "She can't take the test." I'm like, "What does one have to do with the other? Makes no sense, but okay." But there's no arguing. I mean, they're stoic. They have a box that they're carrying with like a stylus, and they have intel, and there's no arguing. But I saw her face, I saw Gramercy's face just fall to the ground, and I was like, "Oh." And so we drove home. It was the worst drive ever home. And she was mad, but she wasn't mad. Like, she understood, because I think she could see how awful I felt. I felt really bad. I don't know if you've ever disappointed your kid or not before. If you have, it is not a good look, man. I mean, there is nothing worse. It was the worst feeling yesterday, one of the worst feelings that I've ever had. Watching Trish suffer was awful, and just seeing her face in that moment was just god-awful. So we get home, and turns out that in New York State, you can buy a rush appointment, which is within the same week. So I call her and I go, "Hey, I think I can get you an appointment within a week." And she's like, "I feel bad. I don't want you to pay," because that's the kind of kid she is. And I said, "No, look, bro, I owe you." So we pay, and we get an email, a receipt. And then we get another email. They don't schedule. You can't schedule right then and there. They email you with where you have to be when. So again, you know, one email is a receipt. One email is notice that they got our request. And there's no other email. For a day now, there's no other email. And I avoid DMV whenever I can. But now I have to stick my head right in DMV's mouth and find out WTF. And I'm just so unthrilled about that. And then on the way home, I'm talking to her. Trying to talk to her, and I'm like, I try to make a joke, and I go, "I bet you thought I was perfect before this, right?" And I expected her to say no, and she goes, "Yeah." And I'm like, fuck. So, don't, man, if you can avoid disappointing your kids. I mean, I know nobody sets out to do it, but, oh, it's so fucking crushing, devastating. So that's the first thing. I'm trying to get her to do her college essay. And then it got even worse. So last night, I talked her through her college essay, like what, you know, she explained what she wanted to do and blah, blah, and I said, okay, we need a draft because we're applying to colleges next week. So she, but there's been mounting pressure about this college essay for forever. And we hired a coach, and the coach wrote an essay that I think AI wrote. I wrote an essay that sounds like something John Burton would write, but not necessarily Gramercy Burton. And so Gramercy's, but Gramercy's on it. She rejected them both and said, I'm doing it, which I respected. So, but there's been like months and months of pressure about this college essay. So yet last night, she hands me the first draft of her college essay. And I read it, and it's really good. And I look at her and I go, Graham, this is really good. And her face just beamed. And I'm like, oh, my God, this kid loves me. And that, too, moved a boulder over my head. It's maybe the first time that I understood how much she loves me. Because she's not... She's not necessarily... She says I love you every single time that we say goodbye. Like, she gets out of a car to go to school, it's I love you. She gets in somebody else's car to go wherever they're going, it's I love you. So she will say it that way, but she's not necessarily expressive like, hey, you mean so much to me, or hey, blah, blah, blah. But, so the first time I absorbed how much this kid loved me, and you would think that that would lift me up. I'd be like, oh my God, my kid loves me. Even after what I did. It didn't. It made it worse because now I see how much she loves me and I disappointed her. So that when someone you love that much disappoints you, the disappointment is that much greater. So I, devastated me. I never want a day like that again. On an up note, though, there is a book about the Lifted Project that is being written by Mercedes Barreto. And I, just to be clear, have no financial interest in it at all. Mercedes has agreed to donate 20% of her proceeds to our four nonprofit partners, which I think is fantastic. But I'm writing the foreword. I'm supplying the photography that Ashley Torres so generously gave us, and I'm telling the story, but I'm not participating financially in the book in any way, nor do I participate financially in any way in anything regarding the Lifted Project, because the idea is to avoid finances altogether. So I'm excited about that book, though, telling the Lifted Project story. It was a day. The lift, as bad as yesterday was, the April 6th when we did the Lifted Project was that good. And so I'm very excited to announce that. Now, I'm getting some pushback on Mercedes, who's the author, because she is an author for hire. I'm not hiring her. She's doing this on her own. She's investing her own money. She's producing the book herself. She's doing it. But she's an author for hire. So if you want to hire Mercedes to write a book about your foot, you can. You can hire her to write about your foot if you like. And I got pushback from a couple people saying that she's, you know, not a legit author and not a, well, so here's the thing, man. Every professional writer writes for money. So the idea that she's taking money to write some books or magazine articles or whatever, I don't understand the pushback. To clarify, she's not getting any money She's not receiving any funds from anything associated with Lifted Project. She just thinks it's a super interesting story. It was going to be a chapter in the next Musicians of the Hudson Valley book, but she thought the story was too big for a chapter and wanted to do her own book on it. She's investing her own money and her own time, and I'm excited about it. Anything I can do to get the Lifted Project's message out there, I'm more than willing to do. So, and hopefully she'll do press for it as well. And yeah, that's going to be amazing. So, anyway, just a quick note about disappointing your kid. It gets worse when they love you. And there's a book about the Lifted Project. I'm going to go prep for the next show. Thanks for hanging in there. I'll talk to you later. Bye.